Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is part of our Heaven Bound podcast family. Jumpstart number 2294, first written February 28th, 2019. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. Love is patient. Love is kind, is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant. Our verse today launches us into the love section of 1 Corinthians. These words define, describe, and illustrate the choice of love that not only God has toward us, but that we ought to have toward one another. Often the setting of these verses is missed, and in that the meaning becomes fuzzy. Give some thought to these words. First, these words are placed among several chapters about spiritual gifts. The brethren had a question about spiritual gifts, and it appears that they were seen as a mark of superiority. Some had gifts and others did not. And among those who had spiritual gifts, tongue-speaking seemed to be the one prized by most of the Christians. Keeping this in the forefront is important. Although we use this section on love often in weddings, that wasn't the purpose here. Paul wasn't writing about spiritual gifts, and in the midst of this, remembered they had a weekend wedding coming up, so he scribbled down some sweet words about love and then returned to his main thoughts about spiritual gifts. Not at all. This section on love has everything to do with the spiritual gifts. Paul's using this to suppress the evil thoughts, the suspicions, the jealousy, and the talk concerning those who had the gifts. If these brethren truly cared about one another, they would accept that God has given the gifts the way he wanted them to, and to help one another rather than point fingers and get ugly as they were beginning to do. Secondly, these words are actions that are directed toward others. Love is not a feeling. Love does something. Love is patient. It's allowing a person to grow. It's allowing a person to apologize. It's allowing a person to learn. Patience is more than waiting. It's not coming unglued while you wait. There are many times in life that one has to wait. Construction traffic comes to my mind. Waiting in airports. Waiting on people to show up. Waiting in emergency rooms. We wait because there isn't any other options other than to go home. But merely waiting isn't the same thing as patience. Patience is what goes on within the person. It takes place on the inside. While we are waiting on the inside, on the outside, patience is what's taking place on the inside. Many wait, but in the process, they huff and puff and get all worked up, bothered by these things. And when it finally is their turn, they let others know all about it. That's not patience. That's simply waiting. Here, love is patient. While some have special gifts and others didn't, that understanding took place and took some patience. It's like watching the little one putting on his snow boots. He tugs and grunts and doesn't want any help. He has to do it himself. While he finally gets them on and stands up, he realizes that he has them on the wrong feet. So here we go again. Patience. We just smile. Paul says love is kind. This follows patience, and this is spirituality. It's nearly impossible to be patient and to be unkind. The unkind folks aren't patient. While patience is on the inside, kindness is on the outside. Kind words, kind actions. You can see kindness in the expression of someone's face. Some folks just light up with a big smile when their eyes connect. They are kind. Kind people are a blessing. They spread kindness by doing good deeds. Next follows a series of three negatives. Love is not jealous, is not bragging, is not arrogant. While love is also not some things. These three negatives were some of the very reasons the Corinthians had problems with spiritual gifts. Jealousy led to bragging. Bragging stands upon the shoulders of arrogance. I'm better than you are doesn't help a person out. It certainly isn't kind, and it makes others try to outdo you. Before long, our spirits are entangled in the ugly mess of which one of us is better than the other. Love doesn't go there. Kindness won't allow that. Those are simply seeds of division, hatred, and name-calling. Third, these words are the ones that follow where God's solution to the division about spiritual gifts would be. Today, we would sit everyone down, and if possible, we'd let everyone have a turn and let everyone pick out which gift they wanted. That's not how things happened back then. God granted the gifts as he desired. Getting along back then wasn't about who got what gifts, but it was about learning to love one another and to accept one another. We can be a bit touchy and sensitive about things. We can read things between the lines that are really not there, but we think that they are. We can assume hidden agendas and false motives and feel that everyone is out to get us. Truth be known, most of those didn't even think about those things. We think of ourselves much more and much greater than others ever do. Patience with one another remains a true virtue that is necessary to get along with one another. Without this, tempers flare. Words are spoken that should never be spoken. Kindness is needed today. Kindness can smooth over their hurt feelings and fill the gaps someone has from bumping into each other. Love is. Great words. Great reminders. Greatly needed. And these are the very things that are within your grasp. These are choices that you can make even today. You can be patient or you can be impatient. You can be kind or you can be unkind. For us, it starts as we leave the house. It finds application at work. It's all about how we chart the course of this day. Patient and kind or selfish and indifferent. God's way or our way. Love is. Thank you for listening.